Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, let's dive into the recap.
Let's do it.
So we're in Jamaica. It's day three of the marriages. Everyone's waking up happy. Mm-hmm. They're excited. Shaquille and Kirsten are finally en route. So they finished this conference, whatever the fuck, in Jackson.
Yes, that was one
Jackson,
day long.
Mississippi. Good God. Yeah.
Ew.
But yeah, they're en route. They're looking cute. They're excited. Mm-hmm. Nicole mm-hmm. and Chris. Both mm-hmm. are super happy with each other. They are mm-hmm. recapping their night. They got super deep the night before, Nicole and Chris uh-huh. sharing some just wounds from their past, some terrible mm-hmm. relationships that both of them have been in and definitely, you know, bonded over that. And they're talking yeah. about how they liked that they talked about the tough stuff early. And that's usually... Mm-hmm. Which I thought was a really good point. That's usually what sucks about dating. When you got to bring up, you got to trudge up your past.
Yes. Your traumas. Yeah.
Your traumas. And there's always, yeah. especially when you like someone, there's always that initial mm-hmm. anxiety of like, do I bring it up now? Like, is this the right date? Or maybe I'll wait till the next date. Like, there's always that. Everybody has some baggage or mess or something that is like the one thing that they're nervous about bringing up and revealing to somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. Yeah, I think that for both of them, they were able to like reveal that very quickly on day three. So now they can, like,
they seem to be so grateful for one another,
uh-huh.
which is so uh-huh. nice to see. Uh-huh. They yeah. are everything, they come to every conversation that they have, at least that we're seeing, with like uh-huh. a lot of compassion and a lot of gratitude, which is really, yeah. really nice to see yeah. two people doing.
Yeah, agreed. And usually it's like all hunky-dory until the tough stuff drops and then things get complicated once you start
right.
revealing yeah. your mess. But I think they feel yeah. good, like they got over that and now they're like, all right, we can really enjoy, they can breathe now. We can enjoy the honeymoon. I told you my crazy trauma. Let's move on now. And now I feel safe with you.
Yeah.
And we can go. You know, so.
Yes.
I love these two.
Yes.
They're
yes,
doing
yes.
well.
I love them too. I love them too. Chris, I'm still got my eyes on Chris. But. I think that this reminds me of kind of reminiscent of how fast Lindsay and Mark the Shark went, but Lindsay ended up using everything against Mark the Shark
yeah,
and like turning later. It around on him.
Yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
Nicole's going to be screaming in the bathroom about this man in a public bowling alley.
yeah,
I don't
no.
think he's going to do that.
No. Yeah. That's true. Okay, so then Jasmine and Eris... Jasmine's having her bacon again. Eris is sniffing that swine, counting how many times Jasmine has had bacon. He's so jealous. He wants that bacon.
He's so jealous. He's I so get jealous. So aggravated at these vegans, pescatarians, and vegetarians who are like, oh man, I just missed that one though.
They miss bacon.
Listen, you don't want to save the pigs with me? No, nigga.
No.
You don't want to save the pigs either.
Hell
you
no.
you are just literally sniffing the plate. What are you talking about?
I
and this
never.
Goes for anybody else. People on keto, people, yeah. people, anything. Oh,
mm-mm.
God.
Bacon, I could never. Ugh. I cannot imagine giving that up.
I could
absolutely
never,
not.
Never. No.
Never.
I'd be
not.
Like, what's it called? Sutton, where she eats bacon. She's a vegetarian who eats bacon. That would be me.
vegetarian who eats bacon. That's her one her one allowance.
That's her one thing. Yep. And I actually knew somebody like that. Yes. Really? I knew somebody who was like, this is
important. That's a hard one to give up on. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Hilarious. Okay. So Eris and Jasmine, they dive into their past relationships. Eris admits that 80% of his past relationships didn't work out because it was his fault. He said he wasn't mature enough he'd kind of give up on people if one thing didn't go well. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, not surprising to Eris, seems like.
No.
He seems like a closed book, like very hard to, you're not going to have much of a relationship or anything substantial if someone is this like closed off, reserved, not willing to dive deep, not willing to even open themselves to maybe falling in love. Like, there's a very much like a closeness to him that I'm sure every woman that dated him tried to open him up, and it was actually too hard. So,
yeah,
they left, or he kicked and them to the curb,
or he ghosted them, probably.
Yeah,
I have noticed that Eris doesn't like to go first. He really likes Jasmine to go first. He does like a lot of like question asking. And he just doesn't want, he's like gauging her answer first before he says what he's going to say, because he doesn't want to be rejected first. That's what I am writing.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good
But point. Just pay attention to Eris and like how he asks questions and when he asks questions and when he exposes himself to things.
Yeah.
Usually that's second.
True. That's true. It is Jasmine. Mm-hmm. She goes first. So yeah, Jasmine, she shares that she has walked away from all of her past relationships. Usually it's because she's not getting her needs met, or it's because her schedule is crazy. Or
I know the dogs. It is.
Them motherfucking dogs. Girl, you can keep talking about the schedule all you want. I know it's them 15 dogs you got.
it's code. It's code for the dogs.
It's code for the dogs. Exactly. Man. Oh my God. They did share a really nice moment though, because Eris brought up how, you know, her schedule's crazy, whatever, you know, and her mom is in the hospital. Forgot her mom has cancer and is going through chemo. And Eris was like, you know, whatever you need, I can go to the hospital, I can carry her food, I'm there to support you. And I thought that was really nice. Like, he didn't make her bring it, like, he was the one who like proactively brought that up. Which is really nice. And I think, like, that's Eris and Jasmine are the most intriguing one to me. And I forgot the layer of her mom suffering with cancer, because she's currently going through probably one of the toughest times of her life, like literally right now as she's filming this show and married to a stranger. And so he's really going to be a very important figure in supporting her through that. And them going through that together, as well as merging their lives together, it's just, that's an uphill steep climb that the two of them got, and I'm just like praying it all goes well. But yeah, that's another layer that I forgot. Like, Jasmine's going through like a very tough time personally in her life. Eris better step.
I know, and I think he's ready to. And even just thinking about Eris as a person. Because he has these reactions to the tough stuff that she says, and he's very nice to her. Like, very nice all the
time.
He's
also lost a parent. I forgot. His dad. He lost his father.
Oh, fuck, that's right. Yes, his dad was murdered. Oh, my God,
yes. When he was a kid. That's true.
Yeah. And, like, older kid. I think he was, like, 11 or 12 or something. Like, But it's interesting to me, because I feel like on face value, his worst nightmare is to become Chris, who's in this group. Somebody who's like too nice, who gets absorbed by their relationship, who gets hurt a lot. Who, you know, Chris is 36, so he's not even like that much younger than Eris. Like, I feel like Eris is, that's his worst nightmare, to be a single version of Chris. And I feel like him being in this group of men and like being forced to lean on people who he would probably never choose to lean on is going to be really interesting for this man to learn. That's why that's why they're the most intriguing. And then when they get to living together, that'll obviously be the very intriguing, because he's asking all these, he's judging what, how much she eats bacon, where she puts her underwear. Like, there's a lot.
All that, yeah. Okay, Dom and McKinley. This is Dom's first time out the country. Lord Jesus.
Crazy. That is crazy. Doesn't she have her own apartment and shit? Like, what?
Girl,
what do you mean? Tennessee, again, because I keep saying, listen, if you can't afford to get out of the country, you can't afford to get out of the country. No problem. That's totally fine. Tennessee is like not that far from Mexico.
That's what I'm saying. Or the Bahamas. Easy. Or the Bahamas. Quick Spirit Air flight. $99.
A quick $62 flight.
Y'all can do this. I believe in you.
Yes. Yes. I also do. Yes. Why are you here just shooting deer in your backyard? What?
I don't know. Some people just don't prioritize travel. I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
We just, we don't really understand those people because we love to travel, but I don't know. Okay. So
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Her first time out the country, her and Mac, they're vibing heavy. They're out on this little sail catamaran thing, having a good old time. But Dom does pick up on the fact that Mac is a little more skittish, like not as adventurous.
As
she thought he would be, or as she was hoping he'd be, basically. But other than that, they're doing fine. Back to Kirsten and Shaquille. So they arrived to Jamaica. They recap how the whole conference went. He felt really good having someone there rooting for him, like there to support him. That's honestly, that's the best feel. I can't imagine going to present research at a conference by yourself. Like, that just seems so sad.
Yeah, it that does seem sad, especially when you are a mentor to several people. That seems very inconvenient.
And not having anybody to be like, you're just kind of like doing these great professional things and like no one's there to like share with you.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sure his mom's not going to like all these conferences. Like,
no, her job is done with that. He's a 31-year-old man. No,
you got this. You good? Yeah, send me a screenshot or a picture of it, and that's that.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's nice. So they, you know, had a good old time there. So for their little day, they go ATVing, which is so fun. Have you been ATVing?
So fun. I love
ATV. I love it.
Like, I would go to Pennsylvania to just go do it.
Just that's to go do I it. Just find it. Some place with like some sticks and just go rent ATVs. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. So fun. Yeah.
Such
so
a fun little like vacation-y little activity. Now Shaquille, he's not that hype. Lest we forget.
Obviously not.
He was in a very serious accident, very traumatic accident, of which he still has the scar on his face for when he was a kid. Yep. So he was very cautious when it comes to ATVing, probably any like motorized like machinery, honestly.
ATVing, there's no doors. Like, it is.
You're out. You're
the
out
optics of ATVing are so ridiculous. Same way, it looks like ziplining. Like, it looks ridiculous.
You're just like out here free, open to the elements. Exactly.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, he's a bit also skittish, but in the end, they have fun. And yeah, they're like hugging, you know, hugged up, looking out at the horizon, like very, like, you know, lovey dovey. Feeling good, looking good. Jasmine and Iris, they go snorkeling, they're doing their thing. Gina and Clint, they're on this bus trip to nowhere. I don't know where the fuck they supposed to be going.
this was side of the road. So
God.
In thinking about it, I was like, I don't know. I wonder if Black people on vacation get into these types of debacles where they're like, oh my God, I went on Black people on vacation, me, Justine K. I got into this exact debacle in San Francisco when I went.
Oh my God, yes, you did.
When I went to go see the Redwoods.
You got lost.
And I went and I just like took a Uber to go fucking see the Redwoods. And the guy was like, so this is the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, where?
So I don't think I should drop you off here because there's no cell phone service and the sun is down. God. So.
God.
Oh my God. This is what happens though when you have no idea where they like can't prep to go to Jamaica because they didn't know they were going to Jamaica.
They had
so they were
idea.
Like, oh yeah, Google Maps, it says this thing.
Right. Let me tell you, there was probably some guy at the resort or on the beach who like literally walked by and was like, we have a tour, join the tour. And they just joined. And it's like some hodgepodge thing that somebody put together. And I don't know why they know where the hell this bus was going, but somebody, just a makeshift, somebody hustling, put together a tour, slapped this thing together, hustled them, and then eventually brought them to some waterfall after they hustled a few other tourists, probably. Oh, Lord.
Them and production.
Yeah, and production got swindled. Like, everybody. It's my people, Jamaicans. We love to hustle.
Oh no.
We love a hustle. Oh my God.
Oh God.
So they eventually make it to this waterfall.
Make it somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Clint's like commends Gina for just being so chill about the whole day. Like, this is definitely, imagine if this was Gil and Mirla. For those of you who did not watch, let me give a little context. Gil and Mirla. Oh, Mirla was the most high maintenance for no reason woman.
Nothing ever at all. No on this reason show. At all.
She complained about everything. She showed up on the honeymoon complaining. Imagine if this was done.
Yeah.
How much of a bitch she would have been.
I can't even imagine. She was she was the most regular looking high maintenance person I've ever seen on TV.
Ever. For no reason. That's what I'm saying. No reason.
Oof. Regular. Mm-mm. Oh my God.
God.
Yeah, that would have been terrible. In her all Gucci terrible. Everything or whatever the fuck she's wearing. Oh, that would have been terrible.
But that's a really good sign of like how someone handles adversity. Something that's completely out of their control. How they handle it, how they show up, how they kind of handle their emotions. Do I have to manage their emotions or can they manage themselves? I think that was a good sign for Clint and Gina. They both were like very chill because they're grown and they're like, whatever, we can just make a fun day out of it, which they both did. It was nice. So yeah, Gina and Clint are at the waterfall. They're chit-chatting. Gina, of course, is talking about she did payroll this morning and back to talking about work. But one thing she said that I thought was interesting, she said she's been looking for a vice. Like, she's been so in her profession. She doesn't really go out. And she's done the whole Nashville party scene. Like, she doesn't drink or, you know, do much of that. But she's looking for a vice. Like, something to, like, distract her away from work. Which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
Like, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely...
Imagine being a boss bitch without a vice. What would you do without weed? Like, I can't imagine being...
weed? That's exactly what I was thinking!
No! As busy as we are, as boss bitch, running your own entrepreneurship business the way that Gina is, imagine doing that without having a vice.
Without any weed or yoga? Like,
or
nothing?
Yoga, or, you know, a glass of wine at the end of the night. She says she needs a vice. Right. She doesn't have a vice. Yeah. Jesus.
Oh my God, that is horrendous. That's why her work is her personality. This is what shit, like a book even. Get a book to read. Something.
At least a book. Join a book club. Something, girl. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. A little book club, but nope.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Now, Chris and Nicole, they're doing a rum tasting, quote unquote.
Love this. This is my kind of vacation.
It's not no tasting. They're just throwing back rum.
Just getting drunk with a supervisor. A Jamaican supervisor.
Yes. Got them doing stupid dances and making a whole entire fool out of these white people.
I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, I've never been to Jamaica, but I feel like it's particularly the people who work in this type of like tourism service in Jamaica just make a fucking fool out of the people who go.
Oh, they have a blast making them look like idiots. Oh, yes. when Debbie got married, my cousin Debbie got married in March at the resort. There are these guys that walk around. They're the photographers. So they just snap pictures of people all day. And then you can go to the gift shop and print your photo, like pick whatever photo and print them.
And buy the picture.
And the buy the pictures, and, whatever. They got people doing the craziest. First they try to get you like, oh, come, we'll take some pictures. You know, I'll get you a new little Instagram profile photo, whatever. Then the next thing you know, you got homegirl like, leg curled up around the palm tree doing all kind of like, put your leg like this, put your arm like this.
You
got these people doing crazy shit, which I know half is we want to have her get a good picture, and half of it is like, you just making this lady look crazy, like
just a fool
this. just a fool having a blast.
I feel like, I don't know the origin of this practice, but I feel like the black women who sit on the beach who braid white women's hair, I feel like that was Jamaica.
That too. Making these little white kids walk around looking like the predator, yo.
Fucking fool. And then you go home on the plane and everybody knows exactly where you came from. Everybody knows exactly what airline you going on.
Oh,
and you got the little beads in your hair. They can't get them out for weeks, girl.
Yep.
Weeks. They don't have a rat tail comb, mousse detangler, nothing. They're just sitting there halfway
knotted
bald.
Up in their hair. And I think that probably was Jamaica.
That probably was Jamaica.
Yep. Love a good hustle.
God, so funny.
That's a snippet of this week's episode.
For the full episode and more reality dating show recaps, join our amazing community on Patreon at patreon.com/2BlackGirls1Rose.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.